First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Well, I've been joined in studio by the sex, rock and roll and scientist guru, the man who COVID made into an international idol, the man himself, Professor Luke O'Neill of TCD, Professor of Biochemistry, now a billionaire after selling his very successful...
Not quite true, I'm not quite.
Have you improved your music performance? Like,
you'd hope so, wouldn't you? Get someone to stand in for me, you mean, instead. That's right. Lovely to see
great
you again, Ira.
Great to see you again.
You
know not to mind a word I say.
Of course. So
basically, you put together the five biggest science breakthrough stories of 2022. Can I chide you before we start?
Yeah.
Because when I was reading this brief at 5 a.m. in the morning, I was expecting to hear all about nuclear fusion.
Oh, yes.
And you haven't mentioned it.
Yeah, well, that's a good one as well. There's so many, you see. Yes, and that fusion thing is a great one. Let's see if it pans out.
All right.
That's my view on
that. Okay, what's
one,
the first one? Like, I think the DORT, Ross O'Carroll Kelly would say, The DART and Orion missions. You've lost me already.
This is
off to space, is it?
We're back in space again, Ivan. You remember, don't you, all those years ago? You know, so it's 50 years since...
I tried hard to forget.
Since a man walked on the moon, as you know. So the Artemis mission is to get back to the moon, basically. And they sent a probe up called Orion, went around the moon and came back. That's the first thing. And that craft can carry 6 astronauts. So the heading back to the moon is the big news. Big success story for NASA, by the way, to send
Why
it
bother?
Up there. You know? Well, that's the next question. I believe Elon Musk wants to go to Mars, doesn't he? So maybe this is the first step on the way to Mars, you know?
No, but what can you gain by going back to the moon?
Well, that's a very good question, yeah. The one reason is more science. You might find new stuff up there that could be useful for us here on Earth, for instance, you know, and it's the Boley Go, where no one's gone before. They may discover new things. Remember, Ivan, that the original space mission was the same question was asked. Why bother? Spend all the money. Computer technology came out of the Apollo mission, because that wouldn't have been developed in the same way.
And the
way,
whole satellite thing.
And all that stuff. Yeah. You can get all these benefits, I guess, coming out.
But is there any particular thing from the DART and Orion thing that it's heading towards?
DART is important because that managed to divert an asteroid away, you see, and that was the big achievement.
So actually,
there,
one of these days we could wake up and be told an asteroid is about to hit planet Earth. Now that we have a way of smacking it in its gob
Yes, and the dinosaurs 66 million years ago became extinct because of an asteroid, and they're always coming close, you see. There's always a risk of one of them hitting Earth, and that'd be a tragedy.
Should I be worried about this, Luke?
Keep your head down, Ivan, my advice anyway. You know, it's a remote chance. That spacecraft, the size of a fridge, Ivan, went 11 million kilometres and hit this asteroid. Talk about skill, you know, and great science there to divert the asteroid away. So we'll see if that ever happens, we'll be able to do that.
All right. Now, your number two is the immune research. This is your own field of expertise, vaccine development and administration. I am aware of the new software developments, you know, that they can say if someone cancels an appointment, they can automatically go on to... This is revolutionising some of that software administration.
Yeah.
But in terms of the vaccine development per se...
Well, it's the COVID-19 dividend, Ivan. The amount of research into vaccines is massive ever since COVID, you know. Did you know, Ivan, there's still 353 vaccines for COVID being developed at the moment, 135 in the clinic, so it's a huge effort, you know. And there will be new vaccines, you see, for COVID. New ones for flu, HIV, all these diseases. Now, there's a chance we're going to get vaccines. What we learned from the COVID vaccination campaign will teach us how to make new vaccines for all these other diseases. So in other words, there's been a huge increase in activity because of COVID. And we will get new vaccines for all these
diseases.
But is there
a difference in the... Previously, my understanding of vaccines was they gave you, was it a dead bit of the virus, mm-hmm. and that you battle that? But now they're doing something with proteins.
They are. You can use proteins. Pieces of RNA was used in the Moderna and Pfizer.
That's what I'm thinking of RNA.
New technologies have been invented, Ivan, basically, which could now be used for all these diseases.
Just explain to me how RNA works.
So RNA goes into your body and makes the protein in your body, and the immune system can see the protein. It's another way to deliver, I guess, a piece of the virus in the form of RNA. And it was tried, and it worked gangbusters, obviously, for these vaccine people. It worked really well. as we know, with Pfizer and Moderna. So that new technology can be used now for malaria, HIV, all these different infectious diseases. So there's great optimism now that we'll get a vaccine.
And you can sniff it now. You don't have to have an injection.
Well, the next one is, you see, can we stop transmission? Because the current virus vaccines don't stop you spreading it. That's one of their disadvantages. They stop you getting sick. They don't prevent you from... The new ones should stop you spreading it as well. And that's a great combination. And the ones you sniff will protect your nose and stop it spreading out of your nose, is the idea, you see. And they're called intranasal vaccines. And no need for needles, which some people don't like needles, of course. So what's happening in that sense is all this great science is now happening because of the triumph of the COVID-19 vaccines, and there's no knowing where it's going to go.
Sorry, you lost me there now for a sec. So if you inject something, it goes into your bloodstream. Yeah. If you snip something, does it go into your bloodstream?
It does as well. Yeah, but it's also in your nose, you see. And remember, the virus grows in your nose. The one in your bloodstream doesn't protect your nose, doesn't get as far as the nose, is the idea, you see. Intranasally, it will get in your nose and into your bloodstream, and both places get protected, is the idea. And all that science now supports that. So that's why it's one of our top five advances. It has to be advances in vaccine technology.
Now, look, I hear... What's this about injecting human brain cells into rat brains? Please. Now,
Ivan, would you prepare to be a guinea pig for this? If I was to inject some cells of a different creature into your brain, what would happen?
Do you want to harm the rat now, please?
This again seems ridiculous, but they've managed to grow human brain cells in the brain of a rat. Now, you may wonder, why would you bother doing that? Another great question, why would you bother? The truth is, it's hard to study human brain cells in a dish because it's not the same as if it's in a brain, obviously, you know. Now they've got them growing in an organism's brain and they can study them very closely, you see. The relevance is diseases. So, for example, they got some nerve cells from a disease, stuck it in, autism, actually, it was a type of autism, grew the cells in the rat brain and can study them now in situ and they can learn more and more about them and design, hopefully, new therapeutics to correct the problem.
What can you learn? What might you learn?
Well, you learn how the neurons are different. So in other words, if I take some neurons from this, it's called Timothy syndrome, a rare kind of autism. They grew those nerve cells in the rat brain. I could study them growing, developing, connecting. That can't be done in a dish for obvious reasons because the dish doesn't quite repeat what the brain is like. So again, you can study them now in a much more natural setting.
Now why rats? Why not pigs or anything else?
They were small, maybe.
Yeah.
I suppose they were.
But I would have thought a human brain versus a rat's brain.
It's probably cheaper. Yeah, you could do it in pig brains ultimately. And what was amazing was, I mean, after 6 months, a third of the rat's brain that they injected this into was human, if you know what I mean, right? So the human cells were growing. Now, the ethical question is the rat becoming a bit more human?
Yeah, are they becoming cuter where are their ethics?
Well, this is the question. Are you going to make a rat very smart? So far, it didn't seem to be the case. The rats didn't change their behaviour. But it's a massive advance. Imagine if you could grow nerve cells, some with schizophrenia, motor neuron disease, and set them in the brain properly in a real environment. You can now design therapeutics, hopefully, to correct what's gone wrong in those cells. That's where the advance lies.
And would that be a treatment or prevention ultimately?
Both, potentially. We learn more and more about what's gone wrong, basically, in the brains of people with those diseases using this method. So even though it seems strange, I think it could be a big advance.
Okay, next up, you have Google's artificial intelligence AI, AlphaFold, predicting a structure of 200 million proteins. Nearly everyone known to science.
Yeah.
You've lost me. What is this?
When you had your time out recently, were you learning biochemistry? I'm very impressed by how you said AlphaFold. That was a great thing. So this is all about the shape of proteins.
Look, I can blag or bluff
you
anything.
You can't do.
It's what I do. No, but you're calling this the breakthrough of the year.
Yeah, Science Magazine said this is the breakthrough of the year. So many diseases involve a protein losing its shape, strange as it may seem. Now, different proteins in your body have different shapes. If the shape is different, you might get disease. Great example, Alzheimer's disease. A protein called beta amyloid in the brain gets misshapen. Now they can see the structure, the shape of 200 million proteins. Now what that means is you might design drugs again to correct the shape and stop the misshapen protein from misfolding, you know.
And is this because of 3D technology?
Yeah, it was artificial intelligence. Very, very elaborate. I mean, they could take all these proteins and the computer figured out the shape of all of them, you see. And now if you're in that business, that database is there, freely accessible to everybody. So that's why it's seen as 200 million proteins is a great advance, Ivan, it's the shape of them. And hence we may look at treatments for all these diseases is the idea.
All right. And now your piece de resistance. Lazarus himself is in front of me, Luke Lazarus O'Neill, you can reverse death.
I can. That's the power. The power of science. So this is incredible.
If you believe it, go on.
I love this one. So
who wants to live forever anyway?
Well, that's the next question.
You know, drooling in a nursing home, you know, please.
That's true, yeah, as well. But this thing on Organ X, they had the pig was dead for 1 hour, Ivan, and they brought all the organs back to life. And that's incredible. 1 hour after death, right? With a special fancy solution called Organ X that they perfused the pig with. The heart came alive again, the kidneys, the liver, and even the brain began to twitch, you see. Now, why would you bother? Is your next question again. One is, after a traffic accident.
No, but my question is actually, how long would it last? Are you bringing him alive for just an hour, or are you going to bring him alive permanently?
That's the next question. Yeah, so they're studying that. This is a step forward. Now, let's see how long will those organs survive. Obviously, if you think like transplantation is tremendous, because if you take an organ from a cadaver, you know, can you keep the organ alive and then transplant it? That's one immediate application. Secondly,
a cadaver is a polite word for a dead body.
A dead body, that's right. Yeah, okay. Very polite. A stiff, if you will.
Yes. you have to be cheerful. It's Christmas.
You do. It's happy for everybody. Transplantation is the first obvious use of this, you see. The best they could do before was 10 or 15 minutes post-death, really. You know,
so this could be the start of a new science.
Right? That's exactly right. And then secondly, if you have a heart attack, right, and the blood supply is cut off, you can keep the organs going. After a stroke, another example, right? Again, can you bring the brain back a bit post-stroke? So it extends the chances, I guess, after someone has died, for bringing them back is one idea.
I always really enjoy talking to Professor Luke O'Neill. But I love slagging him. How's the music going?
Fantastic.
Because you do fancy yourself as
still
a bit of a rocker.
That's my number one ambition.
I know.
Are you kidding me? I'm only doing the science thing to get gigs. That's the main reason. So you're dead right.
All right. Well, look, as you know, I think it's every Thursday that Luke comes in and talks to Pat, and he comes up with these great stories. And you know what? His real genius is he makes it accessible to luderons like myself. Thank you very much, Luke. A pleasure to talk to you, as always.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.